There you go. You can introduce us.
Okay, so it's still Friday the 12th of April and it's now 3:15 in the afternoon. We've just heard the town hall clock strike those chimes as we're stood outside the front doors of the town hall behind us. And we've been coming along today, haven't we, to have a look at any developments that have happened on Fargate for accessing the various shops and businesses. And as we're stood here now, there's a big decision to be made if we're to walk back through Fargate, very much depending on what you would want to access in the first instance. Because from the town hall extending right across to H.L. Brown and all across that bit of Leopold Street, it's all barriered off at the moment. You need to make a choice whether to go right round to the left.
Towards Barker's Pool.
Yeah, that's right, Barker's Pool coming out opposite Nationwide Holland and Barrett with H.L. Brown on the corner.
Yep, yep.
You can go across if you go right round in a big semicircle to the left. And then the businesses, including Orchard Square, would be accessible from that direction. Otherwise, it involves going round in a big semicircle to the right, which would cut us across Surrey Street and towards the right-hand side to access those sides for businesses.
So, well, being as we wanted to go down Fargate, is it shorter to go to the right?
Yeah, and well, it is. Unless you specifically wanted to go to Orchard Square, then it definitely would be quicker to go down to the right. So we'll stroll down there now.
We'll go that way. And the sun keeps teasing us with a bit of warmth. Huh? But then you get the cold draft out back of the neck from the bit of wind.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, we've got the barriers on the left. And then
so we've actually come quite close to the town hall building to actually get round them.
We have to, because the space that's available to cut through, it's actually got one of those big plant pots, that's an anti-terrorism barrier at the same time. We can go round to the right of that.
Police box.
We're right next to that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very narrow walkway through.
That's it. But now we can cross Surrey Street with all, as I say, all of that corner completely barriered off and being worked on.
Okay.
And it does look, actually, at this point, there is a walkway through to the left, so there would be a way of getting across to H.L. Brown from this point, actually. But it's not clear. You kind of need to know about it, really, or look very carefully and know.
Just trying to find that way across.
Yeah. It
is there, but you'd have to hunt for it.
Yeah, yeah. There's certainly a lot more space than there were a couple of weeks ago to be able to walk along Fargate now. But on the left, yes, all this hoarding.
Have they got rid of that? There's like a barriered off road, weren't they, what we walked up that time in the middle?
Yeah, where works vehicles, that's been moved around, yeah.
Yep.
So it opens out after that lot of barriers, and now, yeah, you could scoot back round, I suppose, quite easily to round to the left if we wanted to get back to Orchard Square on that side of Fargate. On the right-hand side, there's a little walkway through to access H&M, but that's the only way you can get into H&M, I think, is just a narrow gap in those barriers there to the right. We're walking down the centre now. There are fenced off barriers to our right hand side, as I say, where there's work going on before the access down to Norfolk Street and the cathedral down to our right. to our left, there are a row of barriers, but they've got no fences in them, and I don't know what purpose they're serving, but they are there. But it is still quite easy to access the Tesco Express, the WH Smiths is on our left. The Santander Bank is accessible, but it's very narrow. If we were further to the left, you'd have to go right round. There's more barriered bits to our left and our right now. Although we are in the middle,
they're quite central, aren't we?
Yeah, but it would have been possible to have been closer to the right-hand side.
Yeah, closer to Marks and Spencer's, yeah, can't we?
Those shops, Superdrug and Marks and Spencer's. Again, there's sort of, yeah, it's there are various barriers that are just sort of in the middle.
Randomly cut in
the middle.
And then there was that, you can smell it, can't you? Tarmac, there's that tarmac hump in the middle, what's obviously covering something.
Yeah.
To get from one side of Fargate to the other.
Yeah, it's going right down sort of the middle for some distance. Yeah. And there's various paint lines drawn on this middle bit for obviously things that are going to be digging up again.
Where you're doing the next bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definite distinct smell of tarmac.
Yeah. So yes, we're directly in the middle. Again, to our left and our right, we have low barriers with no fences, that just, I think, are just there for some reason for future works. But it is possible if we were to, we would be able to walk on either the left or the right and access all of those shops on both sides.
Okay. Come on, Melby. Actually, it just seems a bit quieter now, even though we're 20 minutes later than when we did it the other way. There don't seem to be as many people.
No, they don't. They really don't. So, yeah, still quite a lot of barriers here, but definitely more accessible.
I'm going to be at...
And where are we outside now?
Where are we now?
Chapel
Walk? Yep, Chapel Walk is to our right.
Right,
and so there's a barriered bit in front of Star Nails. I'm not sure if that business is still open. And then there is an access way through... it is Black Swan Walk to our right. You can get down there, but then to get to Cafe Nero... It involves going, well, in front of us there's that metal gate, which is shut a lot of the time and open sometimes to let vehicles through. To the left and the right of that are those huge concrete blocks. To the right of those concrete blocks on our right is the barriered off area. But to our left it's only a very small sort of access because you've got those concrete blocks. Then there's that huge planter. So that's just outside Burger King. So it really does involve having to squeeze through here again. That's the only way through.
So as you say, to get to Cafe Nero, we've got to go back down towards the Halifax and then come back up on the other side.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. It's,
come on, Velvet. Stop scavenging. Is that a dropped ice cream?
Quite possibly is. Yeah, so we're back round and pedestrians, are guided round to the right here where it is.
And this pavement is perhaps a little bit wider than it was, or this walkway.
Yeah.
Remember when we were having to go through a single file?
We were.
So it's a little bit wider.
It's a little bit here, and it sort of extends over the double yellow lines. That's why it's sort of the barriers go on to.
Oh, right.
Yes, allowing us to walk on what would be the road a bit. But then it is still very narrow coming through this bit, which is taking us back round to where Boots is accessible. Yeah. So back round to the front of Boots with HMV coming up on our right and McDonald's just after it.
Okay. Don't mind you.
Okay. So, that hasn't taken us as long, has it?
It's not, no. Now we know what.
Yep. Okay. So I'll press the stop button again.
We can do, yep.
For now.